This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We had a great week last week with North Dakota Petroleum Council's Cook Fest. That's fantastic. Now their annual meeting's coming up in Watford City. Anybody, of course, associated with the oil and gas industry, you know about that. But even folks that are interested in where this is going, you know, what kind of needs are there going to be? What's unmet? I mean, I would suggest anybody, you know, in business, in public service, private sector, whatever, would want to be there as part of that. And of course, it's at the Rough Riders Center in Watford City, so that'll be great. Looking forward to that very much in September. So check that out at the energyofnorthdakota.com events tab and find out more about all of that. Also brought to you in part by Go Wireline. Go Wireline, meaning you call and they go. GoWireline.com. Great place to work, too, so check that out. Chris Berg is going to be here from Point of View. We'll have his analysis on the Mueller testimony to this point and see what he thinks about that. Also, any other issues in the news? Want to talk a little bit about Fargo taxes going up. Chris has been on that story, so we'll talk about that, too, on the program. And my pop just blew over. So that's breaking news. Yeah, it's windy here, for crying out loud. Caller's been waiting to get in here for a while, and before we get to Chris, let me go to this caller. Tony is on the road. Tony, what's on your mind, and where are you on the road?
Hey, Scott. I'm on Highway 52 on my way to Kenmare.
Got it. All right, now I got a visual of where you're at. What are you seeing out there?
Well, you know, a lot of traffic headed to Minot. I think, I hope they have a good day for the fair. I know it's a little windy, but I know you got another guest coming on. I'm going to try to make this quick, Scott. Dude, by any chance, have you guys heard about this 7-year-old boy? I think he was from Indiana, and he has been raising money for the wall by selling hot chocolate, one cup at a time. So far, he has raised $20,000. His goal is $50,000, and he has donated every penny he made.
You gotta be kidding me! That's amazing. When you say a boy, when you say a boy, like how old is this youngster?
7 years old, if I'm not mistaken. If you guys want to do a little, you know how you're when you're I travel quite a bit, and you're constantly jumping around on radio stations. And I'm almost positive he was 7 years old, and he wanted to help the president on his goal with the wall.
That's incredible.
You know?
That is.
Yeah. And I just like, I mean, you don't hear nothing like that on the news. And if you guys can maybe do a search on him or something like that, I think he was from Indiana. I'm not 100% sure. But I thought it was just, I was telling my grandson, he's 11, and he goes, well, Grandpa, I live in the country. It's going to be kind of hard to sell hot chocolate, you know, so.
Well, here is what I think is ultimately going to have to happen if we want to actually have the wall built. So, right now, money's not the problem. They have the money. It's government malfeasance.
Mm-hmm.
It's bureaucracy. And I believe there's a large chunk of the swamp that would include the Corps and Department of Homeland Security and Washington in general doesn't want the wall. They're trying to wait Trump out on the wall. See, and so we know that during the Trump administration, zero inches of new wall have been built. Okay, now they've done some replacement wall. Which, by the way, I've seen some of the wall. It does need replacing. You've got some stuff with holes underneath, you can dig underneath and everything else, but only 50 miles of replacement wall. So, you know, they can't get the right of way. They can't get, it's just a mess. So I think stories like the one you just described are going to be what it takes. And I think actually if the president starts talking about this more, what I want the president to acknowledge is that the Corps of Engineers is not going to do it. And he comes right. close. I interviewed him in April, and he said, well, they got some problems with Bridges. And you know, he's being fed a line by the core that so far he's buying. Okay? But we know internally he's very frustrated. He told Kevin Cramer at one point, I want to deputize you. Do a deep dive on this. Tell me what I need to know about the Corps of Engineers. And, of course, this is decades of the swamp and how they do this. So, you know, Senator Cramer's asking for things, and then they send him things he already has, right? So he said, no, I have that. I actually want to have the, you know, not the final decision. I want to know what the data that led you to the decision. Why'd you do it this way? Why, you know? So it's a multi-year project, no doubt about it. Meanwhile, we need to build a wall. Do you know the only wall that has been built today has been built with funds like this young man is building? The only wall. Yeah. WeBuildTheWall.us. They did a GoFundMe account, and I'm going to El Paso tomorrow specifically to see this firsthand with my own eyes and talk about this symposium about how we do it going forward, because it's got to change. But that's a neat story that you told us about, Tony. It's a cool story.
I mean, I really hope it's true, Scott, because, you know, like I said, I travel a lot and I bounce around on radio station. I heard that and I thought, wow, but I've never heard anybody else talk about it again. So I thought, you know, I hope it's true. I really do believe my ears were not playing tricks on me as I drive, you know.
Yeah, but, now, Kevin from our team, Kevin Flynn, said he just found this, that he's selling hot chocolate to fund border wall. He found it for $2 a cup. Yeah. This kid is hoping to make a difference. Benton Stevens, 7-year-old in Austin, Texas, set up a hot chocolate stand to help raise funds for President Trump's, well, like you say, you maybe do popsicles here, but I hope that, so you're right.
I think it's a pretty neat story.
I'm glad you found it. We'll share that on the Facebook page, too, okay?
Excellent. You're doing a great job. Keep it up there, guy.
Thank you, Tony. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, our telephone numbers, or you can text us. Chris Berg from Point of View is here. You watch him on Point of View, KX4, 9:30 every evening in the West. And, of course, we watch him in the East on KX4 at 6:30 at night. He's been keeping close tabs on the Mueller testimony today. What's your headline so far?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question, please?
The question is, yeah. What page are we on? Yeah.
And where on the page is that? And
I can't answer that. That's outside my purview.
What is going on?
Honestly, this is an honest question, Scott. Did Bob Mueller have anything to do with this entire investigation? I mean, you watch this testimony, and you're like, this guy was like in their name only. I don't even know if he's read it.
Yeah, what page is that on? No, I also, you know, A, you have a very good point. B, I mean, he is performing horribly, is he not? I mean, this is embarrassing.
That's my point. You know you're about to get grilled. What he says is, you know, the most important in our democracy and blah, 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 blah. And you show up and, I'm sorry, what? Can you repeat the question? I'm trying to be fair. Even Chris Wallace, who we know is not a Trump fan, even he's like, this is a dumpster fire for the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, to me, if, you know, you're not into the TikTok of politics and doing all this day in and day out, I would say all you really need to know is all this information was put out before. It was very disappointing to the Democrats that put all their chances on this, you know, all their hope in this. This was the Holy Grail, and it's been a nothing burger, which, by the way, is my idea for a new hamburger stand at the North Dakota State Fair. I think I could take that around, and you could have a nothing burger and a Trump burger, and we'll do the next election based on if you vote for the nothing burger, you want Trump out. If you want the Trump burger, you want Trump, you know, reelected. What do you think of that? I'm kind of excited.
I think you would sell a lot of burgers either way. So let me ask you one more serious question. I have not seen this on TV, but there's plenty of people out there that are tweeting this out, so I'm assuming that it's accurate. But I'll ask you, since you know, you don't live in the D.C. swamp, you have followed this, but obviously you're paying attention to what's going on in North Dakota, Minnesota. Have you ever heard, and I'm going to say this slowly, have you ever heard of a organization or the name or the term Fusion GPS?
It's practically a household name of the effort to take down Donald Trump. You know, I mean...
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, he didn't know. He was like, you know, he had no clue. He was absolutely out to lunch. Act like, well, what? I mean, who was that? Doug Collins that walked him through that, or was it? We played it.
So you have heard it? I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
No, yeah, we played the excerpt. The whole thing is very bizarre to me, and I think there's something not right with Robert Mueller. I've met Robert Mueller. North Lawn of the White House. Couldn't tell you the year, but George Bush was president. They invited some media for a July 4th party and went out there for the fireworks and the whole thing. My wife and I swatting mosquitoes and passing the time, and I somehow ended up next to Robert Mueller. And, I've always respected Robert Mueller. He was a Marine. At the time, he was the FBI director, and I had a nice little conversation with him. You know, didn't exactly stay in touch and exchange Christmas cards, but I met him, right? And a very well-regarded, well-thought-of sort of Washington type. And to see him up there now answering, repeat the question. What? I'll repeat it. Repeat it again. What page are you on? I mean, it's like there's something. All the circuits aren't connecting, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's fatigue. Maybe it's the depression. Maybe it's nothing medical at all. I don't know, but it's really sad more than anything, especially because the Democrats are doing it for one reason: politics. More with Chris Burke coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
had been working with none other than Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS since at least early 2014. Are you aware of that?
Outside my purview.
It's been a common answer. Outside my purview. I mean, this whole thing, let's be honest, this is just about a campaign commercial. They got nothing in the way they had hoped out of traction from the report, so by having him come back up there and regurgitate some of the same things, they can do it. Now, the question is, will the Republicans be able to get enough the other way? Kelly Armstrong is expected to have his question before the top of the hour, and when we get that, we're going to play that for you. So as soon as we have that, we'll have that exchange between those two on the program. So it should be rather interesting. Here's a few comments from listeners. Go ahead.
Pause for a moment and think about the fact that this person is claiming he has no idea who Fusion GPS is, who his initial purview was how Russia's could have impacted our campaign, right? So it's like, hey, dig into anything, consider with Russia. And Bob Mueller says, I choose my words carefully. Remember when he made his statement when he was closing down shop? Even today, he made it clear. He says, and I looked into anyone within the Trump campaign that could have been possibly, you know, doing conspiracy collusion with Russia, whatever. But so he has no idea who Russian or Fusion GPS is, and yet he's prosecuting a guy on taxi medallions. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yes, a porn lawyer. The taxi medallion dude. Yeah. Where is he now? Is he in jail?
Yeah. Well, remember Michael Cohen for the, tax situations,
yeah,
loans, but and then...
He's in jail. Yeah. Monty in Tioga, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Monty.
Yes, I think I remember something about the Harrison Diversion Project when they promised... when they were going to flood the valley out here to build the Garrison Diversion Project, that they had promised to develop what is called the McCluskey Canal Irrigation Project. It has never happened. How about asking the Corps of Engineers what the heck happened to their word? This is probably over 50 years ago.
That's true. You know, you haven't stated anything that's not factual, that this has been an unfulfilled promise for some time. There is efforts underway to fulfill that promise. Chris, do you know, are the funds there? It's not an appropriation thing, I don't think. I think it's more of an internal core thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that one, that's outside my purview. I don't know.
What a punchline that's going to be for years to come, right?
You've got it made. I'm going to mark this one down, Monty, to ask Congressman Kramer. I'm sorry, Senator Kramer, because I remember he and Senator Hovind announcing something on this, and I can't remember if it was funding or authorization or what exactly it was, but there was progress recently on the overall effort to complete the promise, and I just don't remember where they're at with that, Monty, but we'll ask. We'll ask on Friday. I'll make a note right now, okay?
Ask them also, what is the word in the world is wrong with the Corps of Engineers' work? It's taken 50 years or more to do this. If we wait 50 years, we won't have a country left to build our wall.
No, I hear you. You're not going to get much in the way of compliments for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers out of me. I'll tell you that. Appreciate the call, though. Thanks very much. Some texters. Maybe this is the public display for his criminal defense using Madison versus Alabama. Maybe this is his public display for his criminal defense during Madison versus Alabama. Can't be put to death. Is that above your purview? Beyond your purview? Are you able to decipher what that listener is asking us about?
I don't know that decision, so I'd have to look that one up. But
another texter. Another texter says, I'm guessing Bob regrets ever taking this job. He thought it'd be a slam dunk. The Dems would get Trump out, and he would retire a hero. Trump fights back. The Democrats have no idea what to do. They bring back Bob back in, and he knows he's now in trouble. Is it possible that Bob has had a stroke? I don't want to speculate on that, but I don't know what it is. Something's not right. It doesn't seem to me that he has all of his faculties. And that's dangerous to say and comment on because, you know, if in fact the case, that's the case, it's sad. But what's he doing there? Isn't he a family? You know?
I mean, I think this person raised a good point. I would presume that Bob Mueller thought, hey, this thing is going to be a slam dunk. You know, remember, it's now the report suggesting that Comey misled Trump about the investigation in and of itself. And so I'm sure Bob thought, hey, look, we've got enough swamp creatures that we can truly get away with. I mean, think about this. They erased Strzok and Lever Lisa Page's texts. I mean, I don't know if those were erased to somehow go back to Bob, where Bob now can get this thing is just so bad, Scott, that I don't want to speculate about his health at all. But you can't show up after 2 years, 2,800 subpoenas, you know, a bunch of FBI agents, 18 different attorneys, and communicate like this about a voluminous report.
Let me ask you the most important question of the day. What will the first Donald Trump tweet about this incident say?
No collusion, no obstruction, total exoneration.
I think he's going to say something about Sleepy Bob. He's got. I guarantee there's going to be some reference to.
And it's well within my purview.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's another cut, by the way. This is Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat from New York, with counsel, former special counsel Robert Mueller in their short exchange here earlier. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Wait. What? I'm not seeing it.
It's right above Sergeant Mueller. One of your favorite memes there. I know nothing.
Oh, okay. I just refreshed
this
the narrative.
This is the United States of America. No one is above the law. No one. The president must be held accountable one way or the other.
Now, let me just say, if I might, I don't subscribe necessarily to your the way you analyze that. I'm not saying it's out of the ballpark, but I'm not supportive of that analytical charge.
So Chris realizes the Sergeant Mueller picture is Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes, but, you know, one and the same, I guess. I know nothing.
The caption is Sergeant Mueller. What did you make of that? What is he saying there? Roll that one more time, Todd. Let's listen to this. This is a bizarre. What doesn't he agree with?
The United States of America. No one is above the law. No one. The president must be held accountable one way or the other.
Now let me just say, if I might, I don't subscribe necessarily to your the way you analyze that. I'm not saying it's out of the ballpark, but I'm not supportive of that analytical charge.
That no one's above the law?
Analytical charge? I mean, I have no idea what he's even referring to or talking about.
The guy said this is a U.S. No one's above the law. That's a favorite talking point of the Democrats. And he's saying, I'm not saying it's outside the ballpark, but I'm saying it's a little bit different.
How many times do you have to hear it's beyond my purview before you quit asking more questions? Because obviously everything is.
Well, maybe that's his new way of saying it there. I don't know. Watch Chris Berg tonight for more great analysis. We'll have Kelly Armstrong's testimony as well on What's On Your Mind. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller largely answering with yes or no at the first of two hearing appearances on Capitol Hill today before the House Judiciary Committee. He's asked about whether his report exonerates President Trump on obstruction of justice, and he says no, it doesn't.
And your investigation actually found, quote, multiple acts by the president that were capable of exerting undue influence over law enforcement investigations. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mueller there answering a question from the Democratic chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler. Mueller will be going before the House Intelligence Committee later on today. The remaining nations in the Iran nuclear deal that the U.S. is no longer part of will be meeting in Vienna Sunday to discuss salvaging that agreement and easing sanctions on Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What's on your mind live at the North Dakota State Fair? Our fair broadcast all week long brought to you by our good friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talk about them regularly. Not often we get to share the stage with them, but we're doing that a little bit this week, giving away a splash pool. Actual splash pool that could go in your backyard, 9x16, about a $10,000 value on display right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. So check that out right over there at the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too booth. And that is right by the dog show. You go through the KX building and you'll find them. Their Rainbow Play System's right in there. And you can register to win it there or here at our booth, which is the State Fair Park Dakota Talent Stage as well. But I'm telling you, that's something you want to see and have a chance to win, because it is really, really a heck of a pool, heck of an addition to your backyard, and summer fun and everything else. So check that out. You trust me on this one thing. You're going to like it a whole lot. It is a beautiful day at the North Dakota State Fair. I have had deep-fried apple pie. So I can tell you, I think I found the most bizarre thing here, and I've survived. But the food's great. The fun is everywhere. The Midway's fantastic. Crabtree, first year here at the North Dakota State Fair. We did a little tour last night of the Midway, thanks to our friend Smokey, who took us all around. It's on the Facebook page if you want to check out the tour. That was a lot of fun. Okay, what do we got going next year? Troy Coons is here from the Northwest Landowners Association. We're going to talk about a piece of legislation in the last legislative session. And before we do that, I want to tell you that we have yet another high roller at a bargain price. That's what they call it from our friends at Pucklish. Another one-owner local trade. This is a 2014 Cadillac Escalade. There's the high roller part, right? But we got a bargain price. Standard for all SUVs, all-wheel drive, black with chrome sunroof, DVD, power running boards, heated steering wheel, heated and cooled leather seats. Listen to this. A 2014 Cadillac Escalade, but it only has 30,000 miles on it. No joke. The car new is about $100,000, and it's on the lot now for $33,995. They're going to take not one, but $2,000 off for our fine listeners. So $31,982 today if you tell them Scott sent you. Okay? Big selection of mint condition, one-owner vehicles. You save a ton, and most of the time, you know who owned it. They bought it new. You know the service record behind the vehicle. Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main and Valley City, online at pucklett.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. So now I'm going to try and be a umbrella, a sunbreak for the equipment here today. The sun is beating down here on us up on the stage, and we don't want the equipment to overheat, or you know what happens, Todd, when that happens. Not pretty at all. Not good. And we are pleased today to be joined by Troy Coons. Troy is with, of course, the North Dakota Northwest Landowners Association. Troy has brought with him a special guest, their general counsel, today to join us on the program. And his name is Derek Bratton. Derek, nice to see you.
Yes.
Appreciate you guys being here. Questions or comments for these two are welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So let's go back to kind of the basics from the legislature maybe a little bit, because the outcome isn't one you preferred, right? There was a vote, and the votes of the ultimate outcome and the changes that were made were not satisfactory to the Northwest Landowners Association, which is one of the reasons you're still talking about this, right?
That's correct. Yes, if we're talking about the Senate Bill 2344, which was referred to as the Pore Space Bill, there was negotiation. There was some changes in it. It's a bill that should have been four bills, probably should have been put into a study. There was a section of this bill that was definitely not good for property owners, and we weren't able to get that changed. And so the whole session as a whole, the mood of it wasn't very friendly to a farmer, rancher, or a property owner. You know, you had the trespass bill, you had the pore space bill, there was the soil sampling, the proper bonding. So it was a tough session to be a farmer, rancher, or property owner.
There's a fellow over here by the name of Daryl Lease, who's from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and he is, of course, Daryl's Racing Pigs as well. I talked to him last night about this bill. He said he supports what passed.
Yep.
You know, I mean, so you say not friendly to farmers and ranchers as far as pore spacing. That's some. That's not all, right? Because many private property groups and also the Farm Bureau is very supportive of private property groups, were okay with it, ended up supporting it. And actually, he did say, to be fair, the initial version they did not like. There were changes made, and folks came forward and said, hey, we support this. We're okay with this.
Yep. I guess we are not, because it does look like it taking private property rights, because you're not able to sue under Section 38 or 47 to protect yourself for the trespass. And,
what do you mean trespass? Who would trespass?
It would be industry coming on to use your pore space, and I might let Derek talk to that a little bit if that's okay.
Industry coming on your
private property.
But for instance, a disposal well you're talking about as an example?
That's one example.
Well, I mean, you would own the surface rights then?
When land was patented, and it's been reaffirmed in the courts that from the sky down to the core of the earth, what you see is what you own, and things can be reserved out of there. And like in North Dakota, you can pull out mineral rights. Well, this one here changes your ability to protect yourself for the use of the pore space, which is part of your land.
All right, well, so that's a dispute, right? I mean, some people say, okay, the surface is the surface, and below it is mineral rights, or in this case, pore spacing. That's a debate. That's an argument. They do it one way in some states and one way in other states, but that's a debate, right?
In this state, it's part of the Constitution, and it's been reaffirmed in case law. And so our legislature was changing how the definition of land was looked at, and also your ability to sue. And can you talk to that a little, Derek? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. And really, there aren't any states who say that surface owners don't own the pore space. And in general, surface owners own the pore space. It's part of the fee estate. And so in most states, you have situations where mineral owners or minerals are severed from the overall estate. But generally across jurisdictions nationwide, it's recognized that the surface owner owns the pore space. And, you know, prior to this in North Dakota, both the courts, the state Supreme Court, the federal courts, have all recognized the right of the surface owner to bring actions for trespass, to get compensated for use of that pore space.
And Troy's saying that wouldn't happen under this legislation?
That's right.
How? I mean, give me a scenario under which that the surface owner would have to just sort of let somebody trespass without any recourse. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm going to make one comment if I can. And a person has to understand the definition of the land. Because when you talk surface, you have your surface and down into the pore space, or you have your surface where, say, you're growing alfalfa. If they come on and they disturb an acre of alfalfa, you should get compensated for that $200 an acre. But for the damage or the use of the pore space is what we're talking about, and I'll let Derek talk to that.
Yeah, there are a lot of situations. I mean, there is the possibility right now where someone literally just comes onto your property and puts in a disposal well, and there's not much you can do about it. You can not do anything about it, meaning you can't get compensated for the use of that pore space under this law, because it just literally says You can't bring actions for trespass, for nuisance, for other tort. You can't bring an action under 3D11.1 to get compensated. And so there are other situations where there might be disposals that are legally located on the land, let's say within a unitized field, and the law would give them the authority to dispose of water from that unitized field. But what they're doing now is starting to bring in water from new Bakken wells from outside of that unit. And so there's not much you can do about that, basically, once this law goes into effect. And what we've seen is there are many people out there who have claims right now. There are some people who are actually in court right now as surface owners asking for compensation. And basically, they have viable, valid claims right now. They should be compensated. August 1st comes, they no longer have those claims.
Here's what I've heard people
Kelly's
say. Oh, hang on a second here. Kelly Armstrong is questioning Robert Mueller now in Congress right now. Let's go to their live breaking news.
I'm not going to discuss that.
You fired, according to the Inspector General's report, attorney number two was let go, and we know Peter Strzok was let go, correct?
Yes, and there may have been other persons on other issues that have been either transferred or fired.
Peter Strzok testified before this committee on July 12, 2018, that he was fired because you were concerned about preserving the appearance of independence. Do you agree with his testimony?
Say that again, if you could.
That he said he was fired at least partially because you were worried about concerned about preserving the appearance of independence with the special counsel's investigation. Do you agree with that statement?
The statement was by whom?
Peter Strzok, at this hearing.
And I am not familiar with that.
Did you fire him because you were worried about the appearance of independence of the investigation?
No, he was transferred as a result of instances involving texts.
Do you agree that your office did not only have an obligation to operate with independence, but to operate with the appearance of independence as well?
Absolutely. We strove to do that over the 2 years.
Andrew Weissman?
Part of that was making certain that...
Andrew Weissman's one of your top attorneys?
Yes.
Did Weissman have a role in selecting other members of your team?
He had some role, but not a major role.
Andrew Weissman attended Hillary Clinton's election night party. Did you know that before or after he came onto the team?
Don't know when I found that out.
On January 30th, 2017, Weissman wrote an email to Deputy Attorney General Yates stating, "I am so proud and in awe regarding her disobeying a direct order from the president." Did Weissman disclose that email to you before he joined the team?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that.
Is that not a conflict of interest?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Are you aware that Ms. Jeannie Rhee represented Hillary Clinton in litigation regarding personal emails originating from Clinton's time as Secretary of State?
Yes.
Did you know that before she came on the team?
No.
Aaron Zelbly, the guy sitting next to you, represented Justin Cooper, a Clinton aide who destroyed one of Clinton's mobile devices. And you must be aware by now that six of your lawyers donated $12,000 directly to Hillary Clinton. I'm not even talking about the $49,000 they donated to other Democrats, just the donations to the opponent who was the target of your investigation.
Can I speak for a second to the hiring practices?
Sure.
We strove to hire those individuals that could do the job. I've been in this business for almost 25 years. And in those 25 years, I have not had occasion once to ask somebody about their political affiliation. It is not done. What I care about is the capability of the individual to do the job and do the job quickly and seriously and with integrity.
But that's what I'm saying, Mr. Mueller. This isn't just about you being able to vouch for your team. This is about knowing that the day you accepted this role, you had to be aware no matter what this report concluded, half of the country was going to be skeptical of your team's findings. And that's why we have recusal laws that define bias and perceive bias for this very reason. 28 United States Code 528 specifically lists not just political conflict of interest, but the appearance of political conflict of interest. It's just simply not enough that you vouch for your team. The interest of justice demand that no perceived bias exists. I can't imagine a single prosecutor or judge that I have ever appeared in front of would be comfortable with these circumstances where over half of the prosecutorial team had a direct relationship to the opponent.
We're up against a hard break here, so we're going to have to break out of that. But we have the whole thing, and we will put it up on Facebook, more of our conversation with our guest from Northwest Landowners Association when we come back. Don't go away.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Date, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, the number 612-554-4804.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Word in this entire report was changed, but rather the only difference was we switched Hillary Clinton and President Trump. If Peter Strzok those terrible things about Hillary Clinton instead of President Trump, if a team of lawyers worked for, donated thousands of dollars to, and went to Trump's parties instead of Clinton's, I don't think we'd be here trying to prop up an obstruction allegation. My colleagues would have spent the last 4 months accusing your team of being bought and paid for by the Trump campaign, and we couldn't trust a single word of this report. They would still be accusing the president of conspiracy with Russia, and they would be accusing your team of aiding and abetting in that with that conspiracy. And with that, I yield back.
That was the last of the testimony of Robert Mueller before the questioning of Congressman Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota. Kelly did a good job. He got a lot in a short period of time. You heard the first part of that clip. He was summarizing, obviously, the testimony there, but that was pretty good for sure. Back on What's on Your Mind, we are live at the North Dakota State Fair, and I have the red Make America Great hat again. Again, I have ranch rodeo tickets. If you find me, we'll give those away. The My Pillows are gone for the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo. Still free copies of the book here. Todd will be here tomorrow at the Dakota Talent Stage. And Friday as well. And the folks from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, talking wellness tomorrow. Make sure you stop by their booth and register for that splash pool. All right, more of our conversation. By the way, we're going to be doing a Facebook Live after. If you have questions, you can ask them right on Facebook Live with these two guests that are joining us today at the North Dakota State Fair from the Northwest Landowners Association, Troy Coons and his counsel. Okay, I got a couple of questions from folks that want to ask you questions. But okay. Anything from that last segment before we went to Kelly on the pore spacing thing that we left loose at all, or there's anything you want to weigh in here before we go to other questions, gentlemen?
Yes, if Derek could talk to your minerals and pore space differences, and then your right to sue for trespass.
Sure. And one of the things with pore space, particularly the way it's been described in North Dakota, is that we often think of it as something that's 2 or 3 miles below the ground, but really the pore space is just the area between the rock, the soil, and so forth. And so you have pore space 10 feet down, and you know you have a saltwater spill, something like that. That is within the pore space, and it migrates from the pore space into the soil, into the water, and so forth. And so the pore space is really a very large, encompassing term, and the minerals are just the hydrocarbons, the coal, the things of that nature that are down there. And so there are quite a few uses of pore space that have economic value for the surface owner and the surface estate, some of them not related to oil and gas development. Some of it is just carbon sequestration with a lot of the regulation coming into play.
With all due respect to lawyers, I'd rather less lawyers be involved in trying to decide these things and just get some simple rules. Was the bill not, if nothing else, at least an attempt to let's draw some lines, let's get some rules here?
No.
It is. Okay.
I can talk to that, too. We were able to do most all these things that they are talking about previously, and it was in courts before and decided. It just didn't bode well for certain industries.
Well, another way of asking this from one of the listeners, where did the lawsuits end, Derek? This is focused on production, water, injection wells, but would a landowner be able to sue for drilling into the land?
Drilling into the land, if there is a trespass, and I think the difference here is that what the bill did, it had to do with not allowing surface owners to get compensation. No one is saying, and no one has said, that you can't do that. No one is saying that you can't, you know, put in a disposal. The rules on when that is or isn't a trespass are already set. Everybody agrees on them. And so there's nothing stopping the industries from doing these things when they need to get oil out of the ground. And those rules are already set. They can do that. And so it's really just a question of, do they want to pay for what they're doing or not?
Troy, one for you here. Why does a neighbor get to dictate what the landowner does with his land, in his land? Why does a neighbor get to dictate what the landowner does in his land?
I don't know what he's talking to for sure there, but, you know, there are ordinances, there are zoning things that do protect private property rights of that property owner as well. So you have the property owner who wants to do something, but you also have the protections for the other property owner that might be damaged.
Another question. A large group of McKenzie County landowners attended every hearing and fully supported the final bill to protect their rights. I mentioned earlier the Farm Bureau had supported the final product as well.
Yep.
McKenzie County landowners that are saying, hey, we think this protects our rights, what are they missing?
Well, we worked with them. Some of them are our members. What they work to is to protect their own contracts for disposal wells, because in the first version that was excluded. Here, if some of these contracts expire, they'll still be out. So it was a short-term, small protection for them. Does that sound right, Derek?
Sorry, Derek, I'm there with a wind. Go ahead.
Yeah, the protections for them relate to some specific leases that aren't going to expire as well. And, I mean, I know those folks, and they don't like what happened. They don't support it, but they were able to carve out some small protections for their interests. However, if there are people who have leases that are going to expire, they do not have protection. And I've talked to people who are actually in that situation, and they're just left without protection. Now there's not much they can do if someone has a lease that expires and the company just continues disposing.
One more for you, Troy, and then we're going to go to Facebook Live. Folks want to watch us on Facebook Live. We'll take more questions there, too, to do an after-the-show show. This one talks about you shouldn't start saying... the state took away a landowner's right to compensation on saltwater disposal wells. That is untrue. Nothing changed from prior. Did anything? Go ahead.
It completely changed.
This drives you crazy. A person that doesn't follow X's and O's, how can one person say, you know, nothing changed, and you're saying it completely changed? Just a definition, Derek, or what?
What people are saying is that they were surprised by the Mosser decision in both the Supreme Court and the federal courts.
All right, we're going to pick this up on Facebook Live. That's obviously, we start talking about past decisions and precedent. We need a little more time to unpack that. We'll do it right here. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow at the fair.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're out with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legends of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge at San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six Pack. Some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.